For tapes of End Time Meetings, Deliverance Services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.lakehamiltonbiblecamp.com and lhbconline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Tuesday afternoon, July the 3rd, 2001. Summer Family Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Dr. Bill Knopf, Salina, Kansas, is the teacher of the afternoon.
Fill this place, Lord. Are we just bind any spirits of slumber, any spirits of distraction? In the name of Jesus, we just ask you, Lord, to touch us now, Lord God, that the eyes of our understanding might be open, Lord, that we behold you in your glory, Lord God, that you loosen the spirits of wisdom and knowledge, Lord, that we can behold you, Lord God, and what is the hope of our calling and the power that you've endued us with. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, today I'm going to talk to you about self. Praise you, Lord God. In the Bible, there are a number of words that are translated to life in the New Testament. One is bio, which is general life. And the second is psuche, which the Greek is psuche. The Latin is psyche. And that's soul. And zoe is life. Used in the New Testament almost exclusively for the life given by God. When Jesus said, I am the life, the way. And anyone who believes in me shall have eternal zoe. And he says the tree of life is located in Revelation chapter 23. It talks about the tree of life. That's the tree of zoe. And Jesus said, my words are life. All those terms, he's speaking of zoe. That's God-given life. There's another type of life called psuche, which means soul life. And that's the life of self, the life of self. Now, in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 9, it says, look, starting with verse 7, that the genuineness of your faith, being more precious than gold that perishes, though it be tested by fire, may be found to the praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ, whom, having not seen, you love. Though now that you do not see him, yet believing, you rejoice with joy inexpressible, full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your soul. And that word there is psuche. The salvation. The end of your faith is the salvation of your soul. The salvation of your soul. Adam, before the fall, the Holy Spirit was on the throne of his life. After the fall, the soul ascended to the position of prominence. And he became a soulish man. Seth was created in the image of his father Adam, it says in Genesis. A soulish man. And it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, you are buried a soulish body. You have a soulish body. That means a self in the flesh. In this body, in this flesh, you have two things. You have the sin of the flesh and the self of the flesh. The sin of the flesh is taken care of in a minute. You reckon it dead. Therefore, reckon yourself dead to sin. Don't yield your members to unrighteousness, but yield them to righteousness of God. And so you can reckon the sin of the flesh dead, but the self of the flesh, you've got to lay down every day. Well, what is self? Self is the soul. It's the mind, the will, and the emotions that you have to deny. Remember that if you're in the flesh, you cannot please God. Flesh is enmity against God and cannot please Him. And so if you have something that you do that is motivated by self, you decide that you're going to do it, will God sanctify? No. Those that are in the flesh cannot please God. And so anything that you bring up out of your flesh is self-motivated, and since God's not going to empower it, you're going to have to. So it's self-empowered. And if it's self-motivated, self-empowered, it's going to be self-glorifying, which will bring self-righteousness. Now, if you don't let your flesh sin, you reckon sin dead, then you got to crucify that flesh every day, that soul every day. The sin of the flesh is dead. The soul of the flesh or the self of the flesh, you got to deny every day. If you don't, it will motivate you to do good things. You only sin, it'll make you do good things. But they are self-motivated, self-empowered, self-glorifying, and leads you into self-righteousness and back into pride. And just remember that it is pride, mocker is his name, or scorner is his name. The proud man, scorner is his name, and scorner you can't tell anything to. He won't receive correction. He won't hear the truth. He won't do anything. He's deceived. So when you get into self-righteousness, you're into pride, you're into being scornful, and you're back into sin. Only you can't see it. So it's important that you learn to deny self. So let's see what the Bible says about denying self. Let's look first at Matthew 16. Now this is a common passage, and I want you to read it. We're going to read a long portion of Matthew 16, starting with verse 15. And he said to them, "But who do you say I am?" Well, we start back at 13. Then Jesus came into the region of Caesarea Philippi, and he asked the disciples, saying, "Who do men say I am? I, the Son of Man, am." And they said, "Some say you are John the Baptist, some Elijah, others Jeremiah, one of the prophets." And he said to them, "But who do you say I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus answered and said to him, "Blessed are you, Simon Bojea, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. And I will give to you the keys to the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." And then he commanded his disciples they should tell no one that he was Jesus the Christ. And from that time, Jesus began to show his disciples he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and the chief priests and the scribes and be killed and raised again on the third day. Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, said, "Far be it from you, Lord, this shall not happen to you." But he turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan, for you are an offense to me. For you are not mindful of things of God, but the things of men." And then Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever desires to save his suke will lose it. But whoever loses his suke for my sake will find it. For what is a man profited if he gains the whole world and loses his own suke? So, for what would a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man will come in the glory of the Father with his angels, and he will reward each according to his works," and so forth. I read a long portion there for you to get the context in which he's talking. And the context is that a great revelation has come that Jesus is the Son of God. And then he says, I'm going to go down to the Jerusalem, and I'm going to be persecuted, and they're going to flog me, and they're going to hang me up on a cross, and I'm going to die. And the third day I'll raise. Be raised from the dead. And Peter took him aside and said, Lord, have pity on yourself. These things aren't going to happen to you. I'm not going to let it. You have pity on yourself. Don't you let this sort of talk about this sort of all this suffering. And then he says, but you've got to lose your soul for my sake. You've got to deny self-pity. Now this is so important that it's quoted in all three synoptic gospels. It's also quoted in Mark 8, 27 to 38, but in Luke 9, 18, 26, let's look at that, because it adds a little different twist. And again, you can read the 18 to 26. And we'll just read one verse, because in essence it says everything, but in one verse he says, then he said to them all, 23, if anyone desires to come, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Whereas getting rid of the sin of the flesh was something that you could reckon dead and stand on that act the rest of your life. Takes but a moment. You can reckon it dead, and then you can stand on that. I've done it. And he tries to come back, you're dead. I've reckoned you dead. Whereas this, he says, you got to do it every day. You can't stand on yesterday's reckoning. You got to denial. You got to do it again today. Now let's turn over to 1 Corinthians chapter 15:31. Here Paul says, I affirm by boasting in you, which I have in Christ our Lord, I die daily. And it says, well, where in the Bible does it says, you mean to tell me that I've got to deny self-pity if I get beaten or cheated or hurt? I can't feel sorry for myself? What kind of foolishness is that, you say? Well, that's what the Bible says. It says you're supposed to glory in those things because Jesus gave you an example to follow. Let's look at 1 Peter 2:21. 1 Peter 2:21. For this you were called, because Christ has suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow in his steps. He committed no sin, nor was guile or lying found in his mouth. Who, when he was reviled, didn't revile in return? When he suffered, he didn't threaten. When they beat him, he didn't threaten them, but committed himself to him who judges righteously. And he himself bore our sins on his body, in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live to righteousness. And by whose stripes you were healed. I always have to read the last part. But it says that he leaves us an example to follow. And if you look over at Acts 9, 15 to 16, here we have Jesus, by the spirit of prophecy, speaking to Ananias. But the Lord said to him, go, for he is a chosen vessel of mine to bear my name before the Gentiles, king and children of Israel. For I will show him how many things he must suffer for my sake. Did not Peter and John, when they were called before the Sanhedrin for refusing to stop witnessing, and they were going to kill them, Gamaliel got up and said, don't do that. So let them go. And so before they let them go, they hung them up and beat them 39 times. And then they said, go, no witness anymore. And they went out rejoicing that they had been deemed worthy to suffer shame for his name. How many of us, after we've had the rod laid on our back 39 times, can go out and say, oh, thank you, Lord, that I am worthy to be bare stripes for you? I'm worthy to bear stripes. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, I got what? Thank you, Lord. I got to bear shame for you. Self-pity? There's no self-pity there. Anybody tells you that you're not going to be persecuted hadn't given you the whole gospel. Did not Paul say to the church in Ephesians, through many tribulations you will come into the kingdom of God? Through much tribulation you will enter the kingdom of God. What is the kingdom of God? Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. But you're going to suffer tribulation. Let's look at Romans chapter 5. Oh, Romans chapter 5 says, having been justified through faith, we have peace with God. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have access by faith in the grace which we stand and rejoice in the hope of God. Not only that, but we also glory in tribulation, knowing that tribulation produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, who's given us strength. For while we were without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. And bring them down to verse 8. But God demonstrates his love towards us while we were still sinners. He died for us. So tribulation bringeth forth character, bringeth forth perseverance or patience. And patience produces a proven character. And character bringeth forth hope, because the love of God has been poured out in your heart. You got hope, you'll have faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. So now let's look at Romans 8:15. For you did not receive a spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received a spirit of adoption, by whom we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we're children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, that we might be glorified with him. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Now let's look over in Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5 verse 11 says, blessed are you when they revile you and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Now let's go over to 1 Peter 4. 1 Peter 4:14. Praise you, Lord God. Start back up at verse 12. Do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial which will try you, as though some strange thing has happened to you. But rejoice to the extent that you participate in Christ's sufferings. For when the glory is revealed, you may be glad with exceedingly joy. If you are reproached for the name of Christ, blessed are you, for the Spirit of glory and God rest upon you. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. The Spirit of glory and God rest upon you. Lord, I thank you and I praise you and I bless you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you and bless you and glorify you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God. Jesus, when he was tempted and when he was persecuted, he was made perfect. The author of our salvation, the author of our faith, was made perfect by suffering. Jesus, in Hebrews 5:7, it says, in the days of his flesh, when he offered up prayers and supplications with vehement cries and tears to him who was able to save him from death and was heard because of his godly fear. Though he was a son, yet he learned obedience by the things he suffered. And having been perfected, he became the author of eternal salvation to all who obey him. And so here you have Jesus crying out. And what happened when he cried out in the Garden of Gethsemane? Look in Luke chapter 22, verse 43. Verse 42 says, Father, if it's your will, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. Then an angel appeared to him from heaven to strengthen him. What happened in the days when he was tempted in the wilderness? Angels appeared and strengthened him. And an angel will appear and strengthen you in the days of your tribulation. I remember Brother Rembrandt, I slaughter his name every time I say it. But he wrote Prisoner for Christ or In Chains for Christ. How you pronounce it?
Rembrandt,
that's right. That old gentleman, I met him in 1975. And he said that, you know, that his cell was 2 feet wide, 4 feet long, and 2 feet high. And they locked him in this thing and kept him there. He was just sort of crumpled up, and they'd keep him there 20 hours a day. Wouldn't let him out. Sometimes they wouldn't even let him out to defecate. And then they'd open the door and throw his food on top of it and leave him in there to eat it. And he said that when he was in that cell, he felt closer to Jesus. They appeared to him and strengthened him. They strengthened him. And he said, Lord, when he got out, he said, Lord, if I can't be as close to you now out here as I was in my cell, I want to go back to my cell. I was called to intercede for the people who'd been imprisoned in Russia for their faith back in the 90s and the 80s. And I spent a lot of time. And I remember one man's name, Alexander Rika. I picked his name up out of a publication, and God just witnessed it to me, and I prayed for him. And I had a vision, whether in the flesh or out of the flesh, I don't know, but I saw the man in jail. I won't go into it. But I saw a person in the punishment cell. And some years later, then he was released. But some years later, I received a picture of him, and it was a man I saw in the cell. And he wrote us a letter, and he said he wanted to thank us for praying for him. They put them in a punishment cell. They put them in a cell, it'd be 40 degrees, and they just had on a thin nightshirt. It was cold. And he said he could tell when people were praying for him because the cell would become warm and the angels would come and strengthen him to stand. People, pray for your loved ones that are going through tribulation, that the angels will strengthen them. Pray for the people that you read about who are being held prisoners, that the angels will strengthen them in their tribulation, that they can stand and that can deny self-pity. I have so many people that I deal with that refuse, like Brother Chris, they refuse to turn loose of self-pity. They just refuse. They want to feel sorry for themselves. And they can justify. They can use that to deceive themselves, justifying being mad, being angry. And you have to deny that self-pity. What you do is you glory in it. You thank God for it. You say, it says in 1 Thessalonians, it says, in all things give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. All things. The bad business deals that you got into where your partner stole money from you. Give thanks for that and ask God to bless your partner. Forgive him and bless him and turn him loose. Although it may take you 5 years to get out of debt, to pay it off. That's all right. God will give you the money. Might require a little sweat, but the Spirit of God and glory will rest on you. And He'll heal you. He'll heal you. And the kingdom of God, peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. So you have to deny the first thing in deliverance from the soul is to deny self-pity. Jesus said, lay down your soul for my sake. I told Glenn I didn't think I could get through this in one day. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Let's look at Matthew chapter 10. Some other places it talks about denying self. It's always interesting to read the context in these verses, though. Matthew 10, verse 37. He says, starting with verse 34, do not think I came to bring peace on earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I come to set a man against his daughter, against his father, a daughter against her mother, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's foes will be those of his own household. He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. He who loves a son or a daughter more than me is not worthy to me. He who does not take up his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. He who finds his life will lose it. And he who loses his life for my sake will find it. He who receives you receives me, and he who receives me receives he who sent me. Right there. Okay, let's go compare that with Luke chapter 14. Now we want to look at Luke 16, 26, 27, but we're going to read the context. We'll start with Luke 14, verse 16. And he said to them, a certain man gave a great supper and invited many. And he sent his servants at supper time to say to those who were invited, come, for all things are now ready. But they all with one accord began to make excuses. The first said, I bought a piece of ground. I must go and see it. I asked to be excused. Another said, I bought 5 yoke of oxen. I'm going to test them. I have to ask to be excused. Another said, I've married a wife and I cannot come. And so the servant came and reported these things to his master. And the master, the house being angry to his servant, go quickly into the streets and the lanes of the city and bring in the poor, the maimed, the lame, and the blind. The servant said, Master, it's done as you commanded. There's still room. And he said, go into the highways and the hedges and compel them to come in that my house may be filled. For I tell you, none of those men who were invited shall taste my supper. And the great multitudes went with them, and he turned and said to them, if anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, his wife and children, brothers, yes, his own suitcase, he cannot be my disciple. And whoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. For which of you intended to build a tower and sit down first and count the cost? Were they had enough to finish it? Lest after he laid the foundation, not be able to finish, another began to mock him, saying, this man began to build and could not finish. Or what king going to war against another king does not sit down and first consider whether he is able with 10,000 to meet him who comes against him with 20,000? Or else, while the other is still a great way off, he sends a delegation to ask for conditions of peace? So likewise, whoever does not forsake all he has cannot be my disciple. Salt is good, but salt's lost its flavor. How will it be seasoned? It is neither fit for the land nor the dunghill, but men throw it out. And he who has ears, let him hear. That's a long piece there, but it says that you've got to count the cost. Now, all those people at the feast had a legal reason under the law not to come. They asked to be excused. But Jesus said that you, and they all were good, natural reasons not to come. But Jesus said, you've got to deny your natural affections. You've got to deny your natural affections for your family. You've got to deny your natural instincts as far as the world is concerned, according to your money, your business, everything. When you've got to lay down your life, lay down your soul, and follow me. And you've got to count the cost. If you don't lay it down, what's it going to cost you? Say, that costs too much, Lord. I can't bear that. That's too expensive. Why, if I do that, if I report That man stealing, it cost me my job. That's too big a cost, Lord. God calls you to confront someone, and the Holy Spirit says do it. And you say, I might lose my job. You're afraid to speak the gospel in your household, to your parents, to your brothers and sisters, because you're afraid you're going to offend them, and you mightn't be welcome at the family reunion. But if you're reviled for the name of Christ, the Spirit of glory rests on you. God says, go and speak it. Now, I don't say that you should go offend everybody and beat them over the head, but the Spirit of God calls you to speak it forth, and you say no because you're worried about the natural cost. You've got to lay that down. You've got to deny your natural affections, your natural inclinations, and follow Him every day. If you don't, you're going to be led into self-motivation, self-empowerment, self-glorification, self-righteousness, pride, and deception. That is the path you will follow. But now we say you've got to deny self-pity, feeling sorry for yourself, when you've been mistreated, been hurt. And you got to pray for those people that hurt you. Now you got to pray for those people who make fun of you and mistreat you. And you got to follow God's Spirit every time. Every time. Count the cost. The cost is that you're going to be led in deception if you don't. That's the cost. And if you continue to follow it, you won't get invited to the feast. I ask you all to keep both feet on the floor. Don't cross your legs. Don't cross your arms. Remember when you were a little kid, you said if you crossed your fingers, you didn't have to tell the truth? Anybody ever do that? Hallelujah. And you can't do these things in your natural spirit. Look at Ephesians chapter 3, starting with verse 14. Chapter 3, starting with verse 14. For this reason I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that He may grant you, according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with might through His Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, being rooted and grounding in love, may you be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and height and depth, to know the love which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to Him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly by all we ask or think according to the power that works in us. To Him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus through all ages, world without end. Amen. And so you need to call on Him. People, I think there's something to praying the prayers of the Bible. I think it's something to reading these things to the point that when you start to pray these Spirit-inspired apostolic prayers will come forth into your heart and strengthen you. The Holy Spirit will bring them to memory and will give you strength to stand. And so, the two things we're going to talk about today is denying self-pity, which is the most pervasive spirit, particularly people who've been hurt. Our mindset, the mindset of the world, is to look after number one. Remember that the great Antichrist spirit is me, myself, and I. That's the great Antichrist trinity. Me, myself, and I. What's good for me and mine? And people who always think of me and mine are centered on self. So you've got to get away from being centered on self and trust God to provide for you and pray for others. Deny yourself. Deny your self-pity. Refuse to feel sorry for yourself. Praise God for your tribulation. And ask God to lift you up and bless those who have been persecuting you. And remember, when you do this for the name of Jesus, the Spirit of God and glory rest on you. For so they did the prophets before you. And He will raise you up. Humble yourself before Him, and He will raise you up. Praise God. And so we have to deny that self-pity and that hurt, and release that hurt to Jesus, that He might heal you and make you a child of the living God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ to the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. And you've got to understand there are two kingdoms. There's a kingdom that's here today, and that's righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. And that is in you and among you. There's a coming kingdom when Jesus is going to come back and He's going to reign for 1,000 years. But let's talk about this kingdom today, because if you're in this kingdom, you're ready for Him when He comes back. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise your name. All God's people said, amen. Amen. Now, we're going to have a mass deliverance service. And we're going to come after self-pity, deep hurt, self-pity, rejection, and some other spirits. How many of y'all ever been in a mass deliverance service before? Sister Carl, did you have one yesterday? All right, Sister Carl, I had one. You know. Sister Coffey always has good services. Praise God. Thank you for the Holy Ghost. Thank you for the Holy Ghost. Okay. We're going to have the first thing we're going to do is we're going to break curses from the past. And then we're going to ask God to send the Holy Ghost. Now, I ask you all to keep both feet on the floor. Don't cross your legs. Don't cross your arms. Remember when you were a little kid, you said if you crossed your fingers, you didn't have to tell the truth? Anybody ever do that? Huh? Okay. That's a witchcraft sign. You cross your liver, the devil said, look, she done got her fingers crossed, got her knees crossed. She don't really mean it. She ain't telling the truth. And devil's an absolute legalist. He'll look in any kind of legal reason that he could to deny your power. So I just say, keep both feet on the floor. Don't give the devil an excuse. Don't give room to him. Listen to what's said and come against it in your mind. Don't pray in tongues. Don't pray. Just set your will against it. It's like having a baby. Push that thing out. You don't push it out with screaming and hollering. You push it out with your mind. Push it out. Now, sometimes they come out with coughing. Sometimes they come out through the breathing passage with coughing, with yawning. Sometimes you vomit. To cast out, Irma says in a dictionary, it means to give a quick jerk and vomit. But just let them go. However God wants them to leave, He'll tell them how to leave. Remember this of the Holy Ghost. I can't do anything without His anointing, without Him. Without Him, we can't do anything, but with Him, all things are possible. There's nothing too hard for Him. And then we'll ask God to fill you and to heal you. Okay? Say, dear Lord, why don't you all stand up? Y'all been sitting about an hour, and you know the brain can only absorb what the fanny can endure, you know, so you need to get up and move up and down a little bit and get the blood circulating up out of your feet, you know, back up into your... Praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Lord, we praise you and bless you and we glorify you, Lord. Great is your name and greatly to be praised, Lord. Praise you and bless you and glorify you, Lord God. In Jesus' name, Lord, we praise you and bless you and glorify you, Lord. Now, in the name of Jesus, I confess the sins of my ancestors. According to Leviticus chapter 26, I confess all the iniquities of my ancestors and of my of myself. In Jesus' name, I place them under the blood of Jesus Christ, that all the curses on my family and on me and my children shall be broken for Jesus Christ. was made a curse for me by being hung on a tree that I might be delivered from the curse of the law. I break these curses now in the name of Jesus. I break them back 20 generations. The curse of rejection. The curse of incest. The curse of adultery. Of whoredom. The idolatry. Of the vagabond. The curse of returning good evil for good. In the name of Jesus. I break all other curses. Witchcraft curses. In the name of Jesus. I said, I declare myself free. In Jesus' name. I break all the curses spoken against me from any source. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I declare that I am a child of the living God. That the blood of Jesus Christ breaks any covenants. Any covenants.
Praise you, Lord God.
With any demonic force. I am not married to them. I am married to the Lord Jesus Christ. I am the bride of Christ. I have been betrothed to Him. In the name of Jesus. I'm waiting on the bridegroom's return. Devil, you have no authority in my life. I bind you and your evil dominions in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, I confess that there are some people that I'm irritated with, that I have not forgiven. Lord Jesus, if there's anyone I need to forgive, bring it to mind. Now, we'll wait a minute. Anyone, that any name that comes to your mind now, just very quietly say under your breath, I forgive. I forgive Johnny, Joe, Sue, Jean. If he brings any name to mind, you just forgive them right now. I do forgive all who've ever hurt me, used me, or abused me. In any way, in the name of Jesus. I ask you to bless them and bring them to salvation. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I confess my sexual sin. You know them, Lord. I ask forgiveness on the blood of Jesus. That the curses be broken on me and my lineal descendants forever. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Y'all sit down, man. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Lord Jesus, I rebuke the spirit of self-pity. In the name of Jesus. The spirit of following my natural instincts. My natural affections. Rather than your spirit. I rebuke these spirits. I bind them. Command them to leave me. I bind the spirit of rejection. The spirit of lack of love. Denial of love. Fear of not being loved. I bind these things. I command them to go. In Jesus' name. I bind the spirit. Of deep hurt. In Jesus' name. I bind it and rebuke it. Command it to be gone. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Now, I just bind you, you spirits of rejection, in the name of Jesus. I command you to leave God's people. All rejection. Rejection by mother, by father, in the name of Jesus. By friends, by husbands. By classmates, all rejection. Come out now in the name of Jesus. Come out. You can't have God's people now. Just turn them loose, rejection. All denial of love. Come out in the name of Jesus. All denial of love in the name of Jesus. I break your power. Fear of not being loved. Fear of not being wanted. In the name of Jesus, I bind the spirit of fear. Fear, I break your power and I command you to go in the name of Jesus. Go, fear. Go. In the name of Jesus, all fear be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. Fear of not being good enough. Fear of not being loved. Fear of not being wanted. I break your power in the name of Jesus. I bind the spirit of fantasy in the name of Jesus. The fantasizing of how you're going to get even. Fantasizing on how you're going to get even. Or how it should have been. How it might have been. How you wanted it to be. I bind the spirit of fantasy, of sexual fantasy in the name of Jesus. Of fantasy after things. Fantasy after money. Fantasy after position in the name of Jesus. I break the spirit of fantasy in the name of Jesus. I bind it. I bind the spirit of deep hurt now. Deep hurt. Come out. Come out, deep hurt. I break your power in the name of Jesus. I bind the spirit of deep hurt in the name of Jesus Christ. I command the spirit of deep hurt to leave and of self-pity. Self-pity. Come out now in the name of Jesus. Come out, self-pity. Come out. All self-pity. Come out. Denial. Come out now. Self-pity. Come out. Spirit of deception. Come out in the name of Jesus. Spirit of deception. And come out in the name of Jesus. Deceiving spirits. Come out in the name of Jesus. I bind you. I bind all spirits of deception in the name of Jesus. I command you to go. Spirits of not being good enough. I bind you. Spirits of perfectionism in the name of Jesus. Spirits of perfectionism and fault finding. I bind you. Fault finding. Perfectionism. Come out in the name of Jesus. Spirit of criticism. Come out. Criticism. Critical spirits. Come out. In the name of Jesus. Not being good enough. That's just not quite right. Come out. I bind the spirits of criticism in the name of Jesus. Of a critical spirit. In the name of Jesus. I bind the spirit of being criticized in the name of Jesus. Of being sensitive to criticism in the name of Jesus. Of being hurt by criticism in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I bind that spirit of being hurt by criticism. Of being put down by criticism. Of being destroyed by criticism. I bind critical spirits now in the name of Jesus. I command you to be gone. I thank you for Fern and bless the Lord Jesus. I speak blessings on this child. I speak healing to her in the name of Jesus Christ. I thank you for her, Lord. I speak healing in the name of Jesus. I bind the spirit of strokes in the name of Jesus. I break that power of Fern in the name of Jesus. I speak healing to her in Jesus' name. Thank you for Fern, Lord. Heal her, Lord Jesus. Restore to her what the caterpillar, the canker worm, and the palmer worm has stolen. I speak healing in the name of Jesus. Thank you for it, Lord God. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, we praise your name. Come out of that deep hurt. I see you. I break your power now. Come out in the name of Jesus. You can't torment this child. Spirits of torment, I bind the tormenting spirits in the name of Jesus. The spirits of tormenting. The tormenting spirits. Come out, tormenting spirits, in the name of Jesus. You can't torment these people. You can't make them feel unworthy, unloved, unwanted in the name of Jesus, of not being good enough. I bind the spirit of not good enough in the name of Jesus Christ. That wasn't good enough. That wasn't good enough. Just try a little bit harder. You'd have been there. I bind that spirit in the name of Jesus that puts people down in the name of Jesus, makes them feel unworthy and unloved and unwanted. I bind it in the name of Jesus. Command to go in Jesus' name. Get out of these people's lives. I bind you and I break your power in Jesus' name. I bind the spirits of us. I break all soul ties now. I break soul ties to critical parents, to critical husbands in the name of Jesus, to critical teachers, to critical bosses. I break the soul ties to them in the name of Jesus Christ. I break the curses spoken by bosses who said, you're not a good employee. You won't ever be any good. In the name of Jesus, you're not good enough for ways. I bind that spirit. And I break those curses in Jesus' name. And I speak acceptance in the Lord Jesus Christ. Acceptance and love. I speak the love of God to these people. I break the power of hate. Hate, come out in the name of Jesus. Hate. Anger, rage, come out in the name of Jesus. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I break your power in Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for modern miracles, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you and praise you and bless you and glorify you, Lord. I just bind that spirit now that's always been critical. In the name of Jesus, I break the curses spoken by parents, by spouses, in the name of Jesus, by bosses, by employees. fellow employees, by supervisors. I break the power in the name of Jesus of these things. And I speak to that demon of inadequacy. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, you inadequate spirits. These are children of the living God. I break your power in Jesus' name. I break your power in here. Come out in the name of Jesus. I bind the spirits of anger and rage now in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind the spirits of anger and rage and murder in the name of Jesus. Come out. Come on out. All spirits of anger, rage, and murder, I pull out the root of bitterness. I speak to the root of bitterness now in the name of Jesus. I speak to the root of bitterness and rebellion. Come out in Jesus' name. All rebellion, come out. All bitterness, bitterness and rebellion, come out. In the name of Jesus, I speak to pride that feeds off of stubbornness. I speak to pride that feeds off of rebellion in the name of Jesus. Spirit of pride, haughty spirits, I break your power. I bind the spirit of haughtiness in the name of Jesus Christ, and I break its power. Scoffer is your name. Come out, scoffer, in the name of Jesus Christ. I break your power, the spirit of deception, in the name of Jesus. Being unteachable, in the name of Jesus. I bind the unteachable spirit. The spirit of being unteachable, in the name of Jesus Christ. Stubborn, unteachable spirit. I break your power in Jesus' name. I break the power of deception, in the name of Jesus, from pride that comes from pride. Scoffer is his name. I bind that scoffer. Spirit in the name of Jesus, that haughty, scoffing thing. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Turn them loose now. Turn them loose. Turn them loose. Lord, just let your power come down now, Lord God. Let your spirit come down now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Come down. Come down, Lord. Touch your people now, Lord God. Just touch your people, Lord. Praise your name. I bind the spirit of accusation now. I bind that accusing spirit in the name of Jesus, that self-accusing spirit, that spirit that says you are, that I'm not worthy, that I'm dumb, I'm not worthy, I won't be able to make it, I just got what I deserved. I bind that self-accusing spirit now, and I say, come out, spirit of self-accusation, come out. All accusing spirits and self-accusation spirits, all spirits of jealousy and envy in the name of Jesus, all paranoid spirits, I bind the spirits of schizophrenia in the name of Jesus. I command them to go in Jesus' name. I speak healing and restitution. I bind the spirits of bondage, bondage to self, bondage to drugs, bondage to alcohol, bondage to cocaine, bondage to marijuana, bondage to heroin, bondage to prescription drugs in the name of Jesus. I bind bondage, bondage to fear, bondage to not being loved, bondage to pain. I break your power in the name of Jesus. I bind that spirit. I bind the spirit of the thief and the liar in the name of Jesus. I bind the ecclesiastical lying spirit and the thieving spirits in the name of Jesus. And the deceiving spirits. I say, come out in Jesus' name. Turn them loose. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak healing. I speak healing now. Lord, you didn't give us a spirit of bondage again to fear, but a spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. I speak adoption now as children of the living God. I speak healing and restoration now in the name of Jesus. Just pour your spirit out, Lord God. Pour out your spirit in the name of Jesus, Lord. Pour out your spirit, Lord God. We praise you and bless you and glorify you, Lord. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Lord, I bind all spirits of sickness, Lord God. For you bore all of our sorrows and all our grief. That's all of our infirmity and all of our pain. You were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of your peace was laid upon us. And by your stripes we have been healed. I speak healing now in the name of Jesus. I bind the spirit of migraine headaches in the name of Jesus. I speak healing. I bind the spirit of encephalitis in the name of Jesus. I bind the spirits of myopia in the name of Jesus. I bind the spirits of blindness in the name of Jesus. I bind the spirits of deafness. Death demon, I bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind that death demon in the name of Jesus, and I speak healing in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind it and I break its power in the name of Jesus. I speak healing and restitution to God's people. I bind the spirits of hay fever and allergies and asthma in the name of Jesus and sinus problems in the name of Jesus. I break the power of pneumonia and arthritis and bronchitis in the name of Jesus Christ. I break the power of asthma and bronchiectasis and emphysema in the name of Jesus. And I speak healing to the lungs. I speak healing to the heart. And I bind the spirit of heart failure in the name of Jesus. And I speak strength to the heart. The spirit of heart attacks and strokes in the name of Jesus. I bind the spirit of gastroesophageal reflux in the name of Jesus, of gastritis and colitis and duodenitis and stomach ulcers in the name of Jesus, and enteritis in the name of Jesus, and hepatitis and gallbladder trouble and kidney stones and gallstones in the name of Jesus, and nephritis and uritis in the name of Jesus Christ, and prostatitis and vaginitis in Jesus' name. I break the power of herpes in Jesus' name. I break the power of human papillomavirus in Jesus' name. I bind the spirits of cancer. You demon of cancer, I break your power now. Turn God's people loose. You demon of cancer, I break your power in the name of Jesus. Turn God's people loose in Jesus' name. Cancer. Cancer, I bind you and command you to be gone. And I speak healing and restitution in Jesus' name. Just thank you for it now, Lord, in Jesus' name. Pour out your spirit now, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Come against diabetes, myalgia, in the name of Jesus Christ, fibromyalgia, in the name of Jesus, myasthenia gravis and diabetes, in Jesus' name, I command you to be gone. Arthritis, I command you to be gone. I speak healing to God's people now, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for it, Lord. Just let your spirit flow in now, Lord God. Come against the spirit of cataracts. Cataracts, I bind you in Jesus' name. I break your power and I speak healing to God's people now. Lord, let your spirit just flow out over God's... Just flow, Lord. Let your spirit flow out over God's people now in the name of Jesus. Flow, river. Just flow. Flow, river. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Just let your spirit flow through your people now in the name of Jesus. We praise and bless you and glorify you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Praise and bless and glorify you, Lord God. Thank you for this one, Lord. Just touch her now. Touch this one, Lord. Let your spirit flow through her now. In the name of Jesus, just touch her. Praise your name. Just let your spirit flow through her, Lord. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Just strengthen her, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Praise you, Lord. I release into this one now, Lord, your wisdom, Lord God. Who she is in Jesus Christ, a child of the living God. I break the power of the accuser in the name of Jesus, the accuser of the brethren. Give her the wisdom, Lord, to be able to understand, to hear your voice, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. To hear your voice, Lord, and distinguish it from the voice of the accuser who's been accusing her in the name of Jesus. I break its power in Jesus' name. Give her wisdom, now, Lord, to understand, Lord God, and to stand against the voice of the accuser in the name of Jesus. Praise your name, Lord. Put your hand on her chest. Speak healing to the wounded spirit now. I just speak healing to you, wounded spirit, in the name of Jesus. I pull out the knife out of your back, the wounds out of your spirit now, and I speak healing to your wounded spirit in the name of Jesus. Just healing. Just heal. Just heal, Lord. Just heal. Praise your Lord, God. He says to you, don't look back. Don't look back. Don't dwell on the past. But look forward. You spent too much time looking back. Look forward. Look forward. Let the past go. Forgive them and move on. For I have good plans for you. Plans for good, not for evil. I have good plans for you. Move forward into my plans. And don't look back anymore. Don't look back. Look forward. Forgive those in the past. Pray that God will save them and touch their lives. But you move forward in the future into the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Oh, Jesus, just touch this one, Lord. Let your spirit flow through her now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Just flow, river. Flow, flow. Open her eyes that she can behold you in your glory, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I just break the power now. I break the power of those things that would deceive her and try to draw her in. Praise your name, Lord God. I break the power of their cult over in the name of Jesus, Lord. I break the power from the cult from the past, Lord God. I break the power of the curse of the card layer and the fortune teller that has been in her life in the past, Lord God, from her ancestors. I break its power now. Lift off of her and clear her mind. I speak healing now. Lift off of her, you Belgium. Lift off of her. Lift. In Jesus' name. Just lift off of her now in the name of Jesus. Just lift and heal her, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Praise your Lord. Your great-grandmother was a tea leaf for you. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise and bless and glorify you, Lord. I thank you for this one, Lord. Just touch your man. Touch your Lord. I just thank you for it, Lord God. Speak healing and restitution to in Jesus' name. Just let your healing grace flow through in the name of Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for real, Lord God. I speak healing to her now in the name of Jesus. Healing, Lord God. Praise your name. Healing, Lord. Thank you for her, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for healing Reva. God, thank you for this woman. Thank you for my brother, Lord God. Thank you for these. Thank you for the privilege of knowing these people, Lord God. Thank you for the privilege, Lord God, of knowing two people that truly move as one flesh. Just thank you for them. Praise and bless and glorify you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Flow through it now, Lord. Flow through it now, Lord God. Flow. Flow through it now. Jesus. Jesus' name. Turn him loose now. Come on. Come on, man. In the name of Jesus. Come on out there. In the name of Jesus. Come on out. In the name of Jesus. Come on out. Huh? All of you. All of you can't stay there. Come on out. Come on out there in the name of Jesus. You hiding rascals. You, I bind you and I break your power in Jesus' name. You turn my brother loose in the name of Jesus. Come on out. All of you. Out. Come on out there. With your roots. With your roots. Come out. Roots and all. Out. In the name of Jesus, every bit. Out. Come on, all of you. With your roots now. Take your roots out. Bring your roots out of him. Come on out of him. All the way down to his backbone. Come on out. I'll pull you out now in Jesus' name. Come on, I'll pull you out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Every bit of you. Every bit. Push it out now, brother. Come on, take a deep breath and push it out now. Come on, push it out. Push it out. Every bit of it. Come on out of there, pornography. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Every bit of you. Every bit. With his roots. With his roots. Come on out. Turn his mind loose now. I speak healing to his mind now. I bind that witchcraft mind-controlled spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. Draw no power or authority from any other spirit. In the name of Jesus, I bind it and command it to be gone in Jesus' name. Communicate with no other spirit. Must leave now. Every bit of it. Leave quietly. Don't you tear me anymore. Come out in the name of Jesus. Every bit of you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Touch this one, Lord. Touch her, Lord Jesus. She says, Lord, oh, Lord, I want to be free. I want to be free, Lord, but I don't want to be embarrassed. Hallelujah. Touch her, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Just pour your spirit into her. Pour your spirit into her, Lord. I thank you for this one. Thank you for the beautiful spirit, Lord God. Thank you for a sweet spirit. And I pull that knife of betrayal out of her back now. And I pull the arrows out of her heart in the name of Jesus. And I speak healing to her in the name of Jesus. I speak healing to her spirit now. Touch your Lord. Touch your Lord. Touch your Lord. Jesus' name. Take a deep breath and let him go now. Let
Let the hurt go now. Come on. Come on, they hurt. All deep hurt in the name of Jesus. Just be gone in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for this one, Lord. Just bless them. Bless them, Lord Jesus. Just bless them. Your spirit flow through her now. Flow through her. Just flow, flow, flow. Praise you, Lord. Thank you for this one, Lord. I speak blessing to her now in the name of Jesus. Speak healing and restitution now in Jesus' name. Come loose now. Legalism. Spirit of legalism. Bondage to legalism. I break your power. Come on. Now. Come on. Bondage to legalism. Come loose. I break your power. Come on. Now. Every bit of you. Just turn her loose. Come on out of her in the name of Jesus. Come on out. You can't hold her in bondage anymore. You can't condemn her anymore. That's right. You can't condemn her and make her feel inadequate. You must let her go. You can't communicate with other any other spirit. You can't draw power from any other spirit. I bind you and I break your power in Jesus' name. You will turn her loose now in the name of Jesus. Push it out, sir. Take a deep breath and push it out. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Let all that hurt go. Let all that criticism go. All those feelings of not being good enough. Turn it loose. Let it go. 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 Come on. Out. Out in the name of Jesus. Praise your Lord Jesus. Praise your bondage to legalism. Bondage to legalism with all the hurt and inadequacies that go with it. Turn it loose in the name of Jesus. Go. Go. Thank you for this one, Lord Jesus. Just touch her, Lord God. Touch her. Touch her, Lord. Just let your spirit flow through her now. I thank you for this one. Just bless her. Bless her in Jesus' name. Bless her, Lord. Praise you and bless you. Glorify you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Come on out. Come on out. Come on out. Come on out of there. Come on out in the name of Jesus Christ. All self-pity. Come on out. Come on out. Out. Out now. Leave him now. Be gone in the name of Jesus. Come on. Out, 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 out. All ecclesiastical spirits, all religious spirits, all ecclesiastical spirits. Be gone in the name of Jesus. Just be go. Go. Go in Jesus' name. Go! Come on. Out. 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 Every bit of it. Every bit.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.lakehamiltonbiblecamp.com and lhbconline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.